You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Ever since the war in Kosovo ended in 1999, United Nations control and a NATO peacekeeping force have maintained a state of relative peace and stability in the region. But they haven't ended a general disregard for certain human rights, particularly with respect to women. And compounding the problem is the fact that Kosovo has one of the most underdeveloped economies in Europe. Joining us by phone from Kosovo is Hamide Latifi, the director of Women for Women International's Kosovo chapter, and I'm very pleased to welcome her to my show. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me in your show.
Did you work as a journalist before and during the Kosovo War?
Yes, I did. I was doing journalist job for about 20 years, mm-hmm. and I did report it during the war in Kosovo.
And what led you to decide to flee the country?
When time come when I was not able to do my job anymore and report objectively to public, then I decided to leave before I was caught, killed, or massacred, as happened to some of my colleagues.
Because you were a woman or because of things that you had witnessed?
No, because I reported what I saw in the field, basically because I was a journalist.
Mm-hmm. And what were the sorts of things that you were reporting on?
I have seen actually massacres in villages of Kosovo where massacre and atrocities have been committed, like families, civilians have been killed and slaughtered, women, men, and children. It was no excuse for none of them, and there was no military force on the victims I have seen. This was early warning that anyone who really opposes to the policy of Milosevic can end like that. So I have seen burnt houses, people flee the houses, and burned land, basically. It was before the NATO entered and conflict took that publicity. It was massive ethnic cleansing and started much earlier.
But the reports I've heard suggest that the atrocities were committed on both sides, not just the Serbian side. Is that not true?
In each war, all parts suffer. But I have to say that Albanians have been target of the conflict, and majority, if you count that, about a million people had to flee the country forcibly during the end of 98 up to May 99, you can count. Out of 2 million people, 1 million had to flee, and they have been majority Albanian with small number of minorities. I do regret for any victim who suffered, but Albanians have been target of these violence and atrocities.
Have most of them returned, as you have?
Sorry?
Have most of them returned?
Yes. Fortunately, many Kosovars have returned back and, started to rebuild their country with all of them understanding that this is a pivotal time for Kosovo. And, women especially, they are so committed to rebuild and reconstruct country. I would say that 89% of women from a survey we had believe in better situation, expect better situation of Kosovo. And being part of Women for Women International for 7 years, we believe that women must be involved at the negotiating table. Women can rebuild the country, and we must invest in the women. Also, Women for Women International, working at the grassroots level, believe and was sure that stronger women build stronger nations. I would say that American public generally have contributed a lot to our program in post-war countries, including Kosovo, with many women who sponsored their sister with an amount of $27 a month through the sponsorship program. So these are some statistics and some opinions which Women for Women International have. But also I would say that statistics we have show that more than half of Kosovo women are dissatisfied with the current situation in Kosovo.
Let's get into that in just a moment, but I want to get back to you. Now that you are Director of Women for Women International's Kosovo chapter, does that mean you've given up your career as a journalist?
Unfortunately, yes, and maybe fortunately, yes. With Women for Women International, I see my job being much more pragmatic and making changes in daily basis. As a journalist, as you know, you can report, you can make public aware, but to come to the pragmatic changes and reach most socially excluded, as we do in most remote areas, was difficult. I mean, I could do report, but I didn't see change happening. In this case, I see changes coming every second, every minute. We build lives in Kosovo.
Now, what is being done to deal with the memory of the ethnic cleansing? Has there been real progress in rebuilding the country?
Memory of the ethnic cleansing and all suffering, I mean, all nations have suffered and all ethnic groups have suffered the conflict, and women most, because they have faced challenge of keeping family together, surviving, and also after war, bringing all pieces together and building peace. So we found that post-trauma at women is so strong at all ethnic groups, I would say, not just Albanian, but Roma women, Serbian women, Croatian, all ethnicities. And on this field, not much was done. We are looking forward because we see that post-trauma syndrome is much stronger now than on the early beginning. So basically now we are facing much harder cases since women now have built it homes, but now they can look at themselves.
How has society dealt with the women who were raped during the ethnic cleansing campaign?
Unfortunately, this issue is still, taboo theme about rape. Kosovars don't talk as much. From experience as a journalist, from reports on the field and meetings with women, I can say that at least about 20,000 Kosovo women has been raped, but no one is brave to speak about that, bring that to the table, and also provide support to this group. Women for Women International is looking closely, and at least we share that environment. We build that haven for women where they can talk generally, but this issue has not been addressed. Women has not been served, and this issue needs special attention, I would say.
Are those women ostracized after they've been raped? Is it difficult for them to return to normal lives beyond the psychological trauma that they've gone through?
Very much. I would say that there have been cases where women committed suicide. Actually, a group of young women, five of them in village we operate now, have committed suicide as a reason of the rape. Society do not accept rape, and rather they want to keep it silent than speak and overcome and help women to overcome. So we try to really work out and make women aware that this is not their fault. This is they are victims and not someone who caused the shame of the family and community. So this, I would say that this needs attention of the professional teams who need to work and support women. They are, in a way, they are neglected. This issue is neglected, not speaking in the family, and there have been divorces as well because of this issue.
My guest is Hamida Latifi, Director of Women for Women International's Kosovo chapter. Why does Kosovo remain one of the poorest regions in Europe? Were things better before the war?
Kosovo is poorest region. It was poorest region before war, during the war, and recently is one of the poorest regions in Europe as well, with highest natality or birth rate and highest mortality or death rate of the children. Because economically it was, I would say that Kosovars and women and population believe that it was left by intention, not developed economically. And with no economy and with no education, then, I mean, any country can be poor.
When you say it was left to specifically to be underdeveloped, are you talking about during the Tito years as well?
Yes.
And for what reason?
Sorry?
And for what reason?
I think that ethnic Albanians, having the different culture and tradition and all of that, have not enjoyed the freedom and liberty and economical goods within the ex-Yugoslavia. In particular, this tension has come much stronger since Tito's death, and then outcome of all these disputes and conflicts has come to the armed conflict on late years of 98 up to 99.
Is this an area that has many resources?
Kosovo has resources and natural resources and major resources, young population. More than 60% of the population is under age of 30 years old. And also this young population is looking to opportunities for education. Women in particular, which contain 52% of Kosovars, are taking the opportunities. They are deadly and desperate to change their lives, build their lives, and contribute to the families and communities. Kosovo women, including intellectuals, rural women, are really struggling to take this opportunity at past conflict and impose their role and create gender equality as a value, as a future perspective of Kosovo society, additional to other democratic values we are looking to build.
But why have civil liberties and human rights abuses continued despite the presence of the UN and NATO?
No one can keep liberty and democracy in one country if population is not educated to that and grown up to that. I think that Kosovars have not got chance to take more responsibilities and be accountable. Also, elections which have been in Kosovo were with closed list, and we did not get chance to choose our leaders with free elections and with open lists and names. So basically, with better systems of elections, leaders will be chosen individually and people will seek from them accountability and responsibility. In this case, I mean, UNMIC is there, NATO is there, but in a way they are struggling with local institutions which fortunately enjoy trust of local people. I mean, local institutions, based on our survey, has shown that enjoy very high trust of the population. But I would say the transfer of the duties and responsibilities have to be made to the local institutions. So whatever is there, good or bad, result or failure, we know where to address. In this mess in Kosovo, you have UNMIC, you have local institutions, and for any situation, bad or good, both sides claim that they are innocent, they are not responsible, and it's very hard to find, really where to address issues. So basically, I think, and Kosovars believe that U.S. has pushed so far with whole process of building Kosovo democratic society, which recognize human rights of each group, which ethnic groups, and in base of gender, and that's why this process needs to continue and give leadership to the Kosovars, and women should have a role. If better election system takes place, Kosovo women are eager to take more active role.
But it doesn't sound like Kosovo is ready for independence if it's granted. This sounds like something that will be a fairly long process.
It depends how people look at that. I mean, in our survey, we had with 1,699 women, almost 100% of them said that independence will be the best solution for Kosovo, and that Kosovo is ready for that. On the other side, Kosovars believe Kosovo is ready for independent status. And it depends what perspective you look at. But I believe that monitored independence is necessary because Kosovars are aware that they need still to build institutions and also to build them on basis of free economy, on basis of human rights, and on basis of gender equality. So Kosovars are open for being, having coaching and being monitored and learn through the process. But majority of Kosovars believe independence has delayed and not is too early, or that Kosovo is not ready. But Kosovars really are frustrated, including women, because of the delay of the status and because they believe that independence is best choice for Kosovo, and it's even late.
I've been talking with Hamida Latifi, who is Director of Women for Women International's Kosovo Chapter. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and my greetings from Kosovo.